Okay, so we are going to cover two topics this morning. Neither one is going to be really comprehensive, but I think there's some helpful haras to go through the Mishnah and the Gemara on Sadi Heim and Beis, talking about the various dinim of Tuma and the surprising heterim that the Gemara entertains, and maybe Paskins like. And then we'll talk about the Sugya of Ben Nechar, which is a really fundamental Karban Pesach topic, but for now we'll just make a few central haros that come out of the Minchas Chinuch. So we have the Mishnah here on Sadi Heim and Beis, which tells us on the one hand that Zavin, Zavus, Nidus, and Yoldos are not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach, which makes a lot of sense. We've already seen, I think, the first when we first started this Limud, we noted that the Rambam had a particular highlight of the Tmei Meis as being somebody, right? There's a particular connection of Tmei Meis. He is Nidcha LePesach Sheni, and the Torah highlighted him, so he is somebody who can bring it on the Pesach Rishon. So the Mishnah says, it's only for the Tmei Meis, not for the Zav, the Nid of the Yolades. That all makes a lot of sense. But then the Mishnah tells us two surprising things. First, we're told, "Im achlu peturin mekares," even though they're not allowed to eat it if it's baba toma, so nonetheless, if they do so, they're patur from kares. And Rabbi Eliezer says, even in Bias Mikdash, Rabbi Eliezer takes us one big step further and says that somehow, even though they're not allowed to bring the Karban Pesach, if they walk into the Mikdash, they're going to be patur. So right away, we need to ask, right, whenever there's a patur, so how much of a patur is this? Is this totally mutter? Is this just a patur onesh? Is there an avera that remains, but one avera that's not there? Right, those are classic questions we'll ask whenever we're told there's a patur. So I want to ask, what exactly are they patur from? And why? So between the Mishnah and the Gemara, we have four different dinim. So I'll just list them, and we'll have some haras about each one, and then we'll talk about the view of the Rambam. So the first, right, as the Mishnah just told us, is that if the Zavin and the Zavos, Nidos and Yoldos, so im achlu peturin mekares. So the Pesach Baba Tuma, Misha tells us that they are not going to get haris. We don't know anything else, we just know they're not getting haris. It sounds from the Mishnah, right, that this is just petur onesh. It sounds like the Avera still stands. And if we go and look at the Gemara, that is the sense we get from the Gemara as well, because the Gemara's drasha is Torah says, Kol tahor yochal basar, v'nebash hasha tochal basar, zevach hashem v'shal hashem v'tamas o'alav, v'nichrisa. Right? The Gemara said, Nechal v'tahorim chayavan olav mishum kare, shen nechal v'tahorim ein t'men chayavan olav mishum tame. So the Gemara sounds like if you want the kareis of anevesh asher tochal basar, so that's only, the kareis will only exist in a situation where it is Kol tahor yochal basar, where it's only tahorim who are eating. So it sounds like the first p'tur here, we have the p'tur of the Tanakhama, is only a p'tur kares, but it sounds like the iser definitely remains. Okay, then we go to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says they're even pater from Bias Mikdash, and here already it's much less clear, because on the one hand, in the Mishnah, the Mishnah only said Rabbi Eliezer poter afal bias mikdash. That sounds like it's just a patur. However, when we look at the Mar Makom, the Makar for Rabbi Eliezer, so he darshens from bishalchum and amachana kol tzur b'chol zav b'chol tamei l'nefesh, and just pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara said bizman shetmei mesim mishtalchin zavin umtzuron mishtalchin ein tmei mesim mishtalchin ein zavin umtzuron mishtalchin. So just pshat in the Gemara is that the din of shiluach only applies to Zav and to Mitzora when it applies to Tmei Meis. So just in the Pshat Gemara, we should ask, does Rabbi Eliezer think this is only a Ptur, or does he think there's no Isser at all? We have the same exact story with the third Ptur in the Gemara. Gemara quotes Rav Yosef, who asks, Dachku Tmei Meisim v'nichnesu leheichal. So on the one hand, the Tmei Meisim are allowed in the Azara in this situation. This is a case of Pesach Baba Tuma, but then they go into the Heichal. Now, they're not allowed in the Heichal generally. It's a whole question, right? There's an Isser of Bi'er Ekanis. You can't go into the Heichal unless you're doing a Voda. There's a long Mishnah Malach at the very end of Hilchos Bi'as Mikdash, because the Mishnah Malach gets to the end of Bi'as Mikdash, and he says, okay, we've seen all the Lachas of Bi'as Mikdash, and the Rambam never told me that there's an Isser for a Zar to walk into the Heichal. Even though the Gemara says in a number of places, V'chiyal al daitcha shezar karev etzal mizbeach. There's no way the Gemara says that a Zar could come to the Mizbeach. The Mishnah Malach is bothered because the Rambam does not seem to have an explicit lav for a Zar to enter the Heichal. But we know at minimum there's an Isser of Bi'er Ekanis. So Rashi says, we'll have a case here where they walk into the Heichal, they'll bow down. Bowing down, that is a form of avoda, but it's not going to be a problem of avoda b'tumah, so it'll get rid of the problem of Bi'er Ekanis.
Who does it?
Rashi. I think. No, actually, I take that back. Rashi does not say that. I am mixing Rashi up with the Sfasemis. Sfasemis. We're going to talk about that. Rashi is not going to talk about that. I apologize. Retracted. But there as well, it's unclear. Is this only a p'tur, or is this a heter? The Gemara talks about hove ishtri ishtri, and the Gemara has a similar lashon. Rashi has a couple different gersos how to understand it. But once again, you know, the Gemara just take our gersa, Rashi's gersa at the end. Kol hechatech karinen bey el michutz lamachane tishalachum karinen bey vishalachum in a machane. That it's only when we entirely throw them out of the machane that we throw them out of any of the machane. Once again, is this a p'tur or is this a total heter? Right? So this parallel question to Rabbi Eliezer we would ask for this question of Rav Yosef. And then Rav Yosef was one more question at the end. Rav Yosef asks, Dachu tvei mesim v'achlu emure pesach haba b'tumah. So what's the story there? If they're eating the emurim, which are supposed to be burned on the mizbeach. Me de ishtri tumas basar ishtri nami tumas emurin ol dilma my de ishtri my lo ishtri lo ishtri. Okay, right. So again, is there any lav, is there any isser of tumah there at all? So we have these four cases. I think the heter in all four is surprising, and we would want to know how much exactly is mutter. So let's talk about the first one for a minute, right? The tour for the Zavin and Zavos to eat from the Pesach Haba b'tumah. So in our Gemara, this daya is the Kuli Alma. Right? There's nobody in our Gemara who argues about the p'tur for the Zav and the Zava. So on the one hand, there's a Chumrah, because it sounds like, of all the four p'turim we saw, this is the only one that really sounds like we have to say it's just a p'tur, but the Isser, Achila, remains. On the other hand, it sounds like it's the Kuli Alma. However, if you look in the Yerushalmi, so the Yerushalmi brings a Machlokes. In the Yerushalmi, it is only Rabbi Shimon who is the Tanakam of our Mishnah, who patters the Zav and Zavas, Nidus and Yoldos from Kares if they eat from the Pesach Haba b'tumah. But Rabbi Meir disagrees. Rabbi Meir is Machayev Kares for all them. Now, the Yerushalmi has a very, very interesting comment about Rabbi Shimon, because the Yerushalmi says about Rabbi Shimon that kol tahor, so anything that the tahorim can't eat. So Rav Shimon says there's no chiyuv on the tumah. Anything a tahor can't eat, there's no chiyuv for the tumah. So the Yerushalmi even says ola ve'emurin. For Rav Shimon, the Yerushalmi says, do I have a lashon opener here? Ochal ola, ochal emurin, me'achar she'in mutl tahorin in chayavan ala. Question is, what is this Ola? What is this Emurin? So it seems like the Karban Ha'eda and the Pnei Moshe disagree. The Karban Ha'eda kind of significantly reduces the Chiddush of the Yerushalmi. Karban Ha'eda says, we're talking about a case of a Karban Haba b'tumah. And all that's happening here is, this is the Rav Yosef's Yibaya and Ar Gemara, the question about the Emure Pesach. So in the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Shimon takes an explicit stand. Rabbi Shimon takes a stand that it's that there's a p'tur. However, the pshat in the Yerushalmi, and this seems to be the way the Pnei Moshe understands it, is that that is not the case. Rabbi Shimon thinks you only have a chiyuv for for the Tameh eating Kadshim when the Tahor is allowed to eat them. So if a Tameh would eat from what is supposed to go on the Mizbeach, even if it wasn't Baba Tuma, a regular carbon ola, or regular emurin from any regular carbon, it sounds like he would patur this Tameh from the kares of Tuma Ba'achilas Kadshim. I thought it was fascinating. Now, obviously, this is only he's not allowed to eat the emurin. He's not allowed to eat from the ola. But the pashas you get from the Yerushalmi is that we're saying for Rabbi Shimon that you only have the chiyuv if the tahor is allowed to eat. The Yerushalmi has one other interesting comment about this view of the Tanakhama. And it's parallel. That's a parallel question for Rabbi Eliezer, but again, it's not so clear. So we're saying that the Zavin and the Zavos are allowed to. They're pater if they eat from the Karban Pesach. So, what if they eat from the Karban Pesach? Shelo bizman achila. Right. What if it's not the night? It's not Leil Tesfav. So. Would we say that there's like a certain momentum over here? When we have the heter for the Tmei Nefesh, we'll expand the same heter to the other, to the Zavin and the Zavos? Or no, is this just a din that the Isser doesn't apply? So the Yerushalmi asks this for Rabbi Shimon by Achila of Zavim, and the Yerushalmi asks this for Rabbi Eliezer for Bias Mikdash. The Yerushalmi says, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that if the Zavin walk into the Azara on Yiddal B'Nisan in the afternoon, they're pater. What about at night? And it's not so clear. The Pnei Moshe struggles to understand it, but it sounds, the Yerushalmi says that these two, it depends if Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Eliezer agree with each other. But you put it all together, it sounds like we have more than just Dechia happening over here. Right, it sounds like there is some more like fundamental reduction of Isser for whichever term we're talking about. Sorry. Yeah, what do you need? There's a Moed base over on the left, far left.
Thank you.
Sorry, we didn't want to interrupt.
All good. Every day you need a Shalmi on Tangus, that's awesome. Yeah. It's awesome. I saw the scores for the Bikias thing, and the
girls after the boys.
The two national top scorers in the country. So one was some guy somewhere, and one was one of the girls in this year. Very nice. Okay. So I just wanted to point that out. There's some very interesting comments in the Yerushalmi about this first view of Rabbi Shimon. We should realize, on one hand, there's Machlokes. On the other hand, this radical expansion of it, that it's even being applied to maybe cases that are not even Pesach HaLav HaTumah, and being applied even in cases where the Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur is not actually operative. We talked about the how much of a Ptur is there over here. So the Tzlach has a comment. The Tzlach says, for the Tanakhama, says, it really sounds like there's only a Ptur Kares. But the Tzlach thinks that there not only is there an Isser still remaining, the Zav eats from the Karban Pesach, he thinks that it's Mamish Kares only that goes away, but that even Malkos is going to remain. So this Tzlach is like the most minimal possible concession we're going to make for the Zav and the Mitzorah. You look at the Rambam, and the Rambam does not seem to think that at all. The Rambam says Peturin. So it certainly sounds like there's an Isser, but the Rambam sounds like there's a Petur Onesh across the board. So the Tzlach is being more minimal, and the Rambam is applying more. Okay. Let's move to talk about Rabbi Eliezer for a second. So we said in the Pshat Gemara, already it wasn't so clear if Rabbi Eliezer, when he said that the Zavin are walking into the Azara, was that only a Ptur? Or if we read the Lashon of the Gemara, it sounds more like the Isser itself doesn't apply. Now, I didn't see anybody who talks about this explicitly, but I saw in the Taras Kohanim, the Sifra brings the exact same din. Except there, the Sifra brings it with a different Lashon. I did. The Lashon in the Sifra is Beshash Atmei Nefesh Chayavim Zavenu Saran Chayavim Beshash Ein Tamei Mesim Chayavim Ein Zavenu Tamei Mesim Chayavim. So according to the Gersa and the Sifra, it's clear that Rabbi Eliezer is just a Ptur, just like the Tanakhama is only a Ptur, and that happens to fit the Lashon of the Mishnah. However, possibly a twist, if you look in the corner, the Gra changes the Gersa, and the Gra changes the Gersa of the Sifra to match our Gemara. The Gra says you have to erase all the Chayavims and replace them with Mishtalchins or Ein Mishtalchins. So this is just a speculation, but I wonder if the Gra is going out of his way to change the Gersa. I think it's a total of like 6 times in 3 lines in the Sifra. Is it only because he wants the Gersa of the Sifra to match the Gersa of the Bavli? Or does he think that there's a major nafkamina here? And the pashas of the Lashon is that there is no Isser at all. If we allow Bias Mikdash for Tmei Meis, when the carbon is Baba Tumah, the Isser is knowing Bechlal for the Zavin and the Mitzaran. I haven't seen anybody say that explicitly for Rabbi Eliezer, but that's just a suggestion. Maybe that's why the Gra is going out of his way to change the Gersa of the Sifra, where again, it is very clear that he thinks that the Mamash is an Isser. Okay.
But if the Tanakhama, in terms of a Chili, is talking about just a Ptur, wouldn't you think Rabbi Eliezer was also just talking about a Ptur? I mean, it's in the same Mishnah, one after the other.
But the Drashas are very different. One drasha was focusing on the chiyuv, and we said you only have a chiyuv kares bizman that kol tahor yochal bo. And when it came to vishalchu min amachane, I was talking about the fundamental din of vishalchu bizman shetmei mesa mishtalchin zavnu mitzvah mishtalchin, and vice versa. So I don't think it's mukhrach at all. Yeah, so now we get to Ibaya number 3, right? Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef's first Ibaya, the Ibaya about the people who are dachu v'nechnus l'heichal, and here already we have different deos on the books, right? Because the Tosos Alatar jumps in and says even though there's no, it sounds like Tosos thinks the lav is totally wiped off, but there's an isser asay, right? Tosos says there's an isser asay. It sounds like, I guess they would say that the essay of Vishalchu min Amachana is still noeg, even though the lav of Lo Yitamu Ismachaneim is not noeg. The Rambam here seems more, the Rambam says Peturim. So, on the one hand, you could say for the Rambam, it doesn't sound like, I forget which one of the Nosei Kelim on right there said that it does not sound like the Rambam thinks you have an Isser Asay. Could be. On the other hand, it sounds to the Rambam like there still could be a Lav, just there's a Ptur. So I'm not really sure if we'd say the Rambam is more Mekel or more Machlan Tosus. Tosus, on the one hand, seems to say the Lav is gone, but the Asay is still there. The Rambam is not Mesiaches to an Asay, but by only saying Pturim, it sounds like you would have the Lav if you entered the Heichal, just you would have Ptur Kares because you're allowed into the Azar. Now, the Sfas Emes goes all the way. The Sfas Emes says, no, once we allow, this really is the Pashas of Lashon and the Gemara, once we allow Bia B'miktas Machan Ashchina, so we would allow Bia B'chol Azara, B'chol in the whole thing, right? Even in the Heichal. Even the Heichal, as long as we handle the Bia Rekanas issue, which he says you can do by doing a Shtachabaya. So the Sfas Emes at least has gone on record clearly as saying that he thinks that for Rav Yosef, there is no Isser at all of going into the Heichal. Now, I guess might as well talk about it. Now, the Mikdash David has an interesting comment related to this point. We'll talk about the Mikdash David for the Rambam in a second. But right in Mikdash David, he's going to want to be Mechalek between Karban Pesach and other Karbanos for the dinim of Baba Tumah. He'll get in trouble with the Rambam, which we'll see in a second.
Get in trouble with that earlier in Yerushalmi. That sounded like it was much more expansive. think you're extending the sin to a general din of a whole.
Meaning, if we think that Kol Tahor, yeah, but I mean that was. That was the question of eating, right?
Right.
Whenever the tahor is not allowed to eat, there's not going to be a chiyuv on the tameh for eating. So does that cross? I don't think that tells you anything about the bias mikdash din, right? I think that's a different din, right? The din of bias mikdash, where again Rav Yosef is suggesting, and the Rambam we saw is paskening, which caused a little bit of discussion in the Nosei Kelim, that you are not chayev, at least, when you go into the Heichal, when you're allowed into the Azara. So the Mikdash David wants to suggest that there's a basic difference here between a situation of Karban Pasach Chabah Batoma and Shar Karbanos. He says, you know, let's go one step beyond the Gzeras HaKasuv, and let's ask, Why is there a Heter Bias Mikdash Bechlal? And Mikdash David suggests that the reason why there's a Heter Bias Mikdash in cases of Karban Habah B'Tumah affects how far it goes. Right? Why they're allowed in the first place is going to affect how far in they're allowed. Mikdash David says, why are we allowing the Tameim into the Mikdash? Regular Karban. Why are Tameim allowed into the Mikdash when there's regular Karban Habah B'Tumah? Well, someone's got to bring the carbon, right? Someone's got to do the job. So, since we
did wonder about this, because if it's just the Israelim, so we should have told them, stay home, and let the Kohen deal with it. The Gemara, we saw it. The Gemara didn't assume that, but we thought that was interesting. The Gemara could have said,
mm-hmm.
Let the...
Well, are you talking about Karban Pesach? Karban Pesach. Right, so Karban Pesach, he'll address, but other Karbanos... I don't even know. I don't know what the deal is with Yisraelim. You know, the Tamid Habah B'Tumah, right? Any situation of a Karban Tzibur Habah B'Tumah. He says, we need to allow Avodah, but that's why the people have to get into the Mikdash. So, right, we could wonder, maybe you say, look, once there's a Heter, we can't, you know, be machalik between different individuals that it applies to. Maybe. I don't know. We're not doing the first Perek of Yom right now, but it's an interesting question. But the Mikdash says, since the whole basis for the Heter, for Shar Karbanos, is the Tzorech Avodah, the Heter is only going to apply where in a place where the Heter is relevant. The Heichal is not a Makom Avoda. You can't do Zrika in the Heichal. Shechita in the Heichal is a whole big question. So the Mikdash David suggests, therefore, by Shar Karbanos, we are not going to have a Ptur. Definitely not a Heter like the Sfas Emes. No Ptur in the Heichal. It is only, they're allowed in the Heichal, they're allowed in the Azara because they're working. So that's where we'll allow them to go. And he says, in contrast, what is going on with Karban Pesach? Why are they, what are they doing in the Azara Karban Pesach? He says, they're not only there for Avoda. Why do we have Jews in the Azara for the Karban Pesach? We have a din. Kol Adas Yisrael. Kahal Adas Yisrael. Three Gimel Kitos. We talk about this at the beginning of the year, the importance of Kenufya and Karban Tzibur. There's a din in Karban Pesach that we need a Tzibur in the Azara. But he says, his word is hisaskus. We don't need hisaskus. We just need presence, right? We just need them to be there. So since the basis for the heter is that they should be in the azara, well, he says, being there, there's no difference. Mitzad being there, there's no difference between the heichal and the azara, right? The concept of being there is just as relevant in the heichal as it is in the azara. And therefore, since the reason for the heter applies equally, that is why they would be allowed, or they wouldn't be, at least they wouldn't be chayiv if they were in the Heichal. So it's a fascinating take. It doesn't really fit so well into the Lashon of the Gemara, honestly, right? Which said, when you have Amichutz L'machaneh, you have Yishalchem and vice versa. It sounded much more like the Sfas Emes, but I think we put these two together and we just get two radically different takes. The Mikdash David and the Sfas Emes as to what exactly this Heter of Yosef would be, right? According to the Sfas Emes, we're saying there's one Machane Shechina, and if there's a Heter Kenisa, then that's it. There's not even an Isser Bechlal, the whole thing. And Mikdash David is saying, no, this is all very, very dechuya, and it's a real technicality. We have to ask why these people are allowed in the first place, and if they're allowed for a certain purpose, which applies to equal to both places, then we'll allow them into both. But you know, forget about the Sfas Emes' idea that there's no Isser at all. It's going to say the Tosos and the Rambam, who thought there was an Isser Aseh or a Ptur, once the reason for them to be allowed isn't relevant, the full Isser is there. So there's two really... According to Mikdash Tevet, there'll be Karis. Mikdash Tevet, Shar Karbanos, if you walk into the Heichal, you'll have Karis. There was no reason for you to be in the Heichal. You were allowed in the Azar because we need people doing Avoda. We needed Hisaskus. Right? So it's much more of like a frame of Dechuya, Tzorech. That's how the Mikdash Tevet is looking at this sugya, as opposed to the Sfas Emes, who's saying, no, there's one din of Yitzia Min HaMachane, Machane Shechina, and once that din is gone, it's fully gone.
Pesach,
Shar Karbanos, exactly.
But even by Pesach, I mean, being present in the Heichal, does that really accomplish Kavdas Yisrael? I mean, it's in an enclosed place. It's not half where the Mizbech
is. Why not? Would we say you didn't have a kiyum of Gimel Kitos if some of them are in the Azara?
You mean the Heichal?
In the Heichal, sorry. In the Heichal.
What if they're right outside those? Are they can see through?
No, it doesn't work.
Right, so.
So this goes to a bigger question that we talked about last year, where the question of, is the Heichal the Azara plus, or is the Heichal viewed as an independent makom?
Mm-hmm.
Right, we talked about this Mugabe
Psichas Lassus Heichal. Right. So the burden, I mean, you know,
the Pashas is that
you're
subsumed.
Exactly.
Within
exactly. Heichal
is certainly Kedushas HaZara.
Right.
Right, the reason why we point out the issue of Shechting in the Heichal, it's not, the Pashas was, it's not a Chisaron in Kedushas HaZara, it's just that there are other technicalities.
I wouldn't be surprised if in the Masifta edition of the Mikdash David, they found someone who asked this question. Right? There should be. It is an anach he's making, and I think it's an important one to single out. I think the pashtas is the way he's assuming it here. I think it's a good haaretz that he is making that assumption. Okay, fine. So those are the haaretz to make on the four different pturim we have coming up in the Gemara. Then the major topic we saw the mefarshim digging into is the problematic psak of the Rambam, right? Setting aside the fact that the Rambam paskins like Rava Basra, that there's absolutely a ptur in the Heichal, and is that because of Safek or Mekel, or is that because the Tzlach had a very intricate read of how to put Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yosef together, so he thought that was the real best way to read the Gemara? Set that aside. Let's talk about the Rambam's ptur for Zavim, right, and eating Karbanos. So the Rambam in Bias Mikdash clearly says that the is or kares of bia applies to everybody except tamei meis. He mentions sharet. He mentions nevela. The heter kenisa is only for tamei meis bilvat. You look in the parish of Mishnayos alatar over here in Psachim, and the Rambam says the same thing. It is only a heter kenisa for tamei meis. And the kares applies to everybody. Now, the Rambam in Karban and Karban Pesach though says that the Isser Achila only applies to Tumah Yotze Megufa. So he passes like the Tanakama. There's no kares for Zavin, and he doesn't mention Mitzrayim, but presumably Mitzrayim. There's no kares for Zavin and Nidos and Yoldos. But the Rambam seems to think that there is no Isser Achila for Tamei Meis and Tamei Sheretz. So where is that coming from?
There's no Kares of the
year? There's no Kares. No, certainly no Kares. Right? He paskins like the Tanakama.
Sounds like they're even allowed to.
But he sounds like they're even allowed to. Right? What's the Lashon of the Gemara? It doesn't even sound. I mean, it's like pretty mukrach. The Rambam is in Perek Zayin Halacha Ches. So he says... Einu ne'achal l'chol tamei el tmei meis shenidches lehem atoma hazos u'kayotze bahen mi tmei maga tmeos aval tmei shatoma yotze lemigufan lo yochli menu. It's black and white that they're straight up allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. Right, when we went through the different... We went through the Turim, we said... Mutter. We went through the Turim, we said... Right, we said, for Rabbi Eliezer, you could wonder if it's a Ptur or a Heter. For Rabbi Yosef, you could wonder if it's a Ptur or a Heter. Tanakama, Achila, was clearly only a Ptur. And the Rambam clearly thinks that, but he thinks that it's mutter for the Sharetz and the Nevela to eat from the Karban. So where is that coming from? How can we explain, right, where is this chila coming from where Bias Mikdash, the Tmei Maga, have kares, and Achila, it's totally permissible. So I have nothing new to say. We'll clarify the sugya. Lecha Mishnah quotes this fascinating Gemara in Bechoros. The Gemara says that Bechor Baal Mum, so Beis Shammai says you can't feed it to Nidos, and Beis Hillel disagrees. And the crux of the issue is when the Torah says Le Tamei Tahor Yachdav, or yeah, right. So we're allowing the Tamei to eat the Bechor, so which Tamei is being allowed to do that? And Beis Shammai says, well, we have another time where the Torah allows Tamei to eat, by Karban Pesach. However, when the Tamei was allowed to eat the Karban Pesach, Haba Betuma, so it was only Tuma Hayotze Migufo. And sure enough, right, the Merkabas Mishnah makes this point. Who did our Mishnah mention as not eating the carbon, as being pater? It was only Zavin, Zavos, Nidos, and Yoldos. There was no mention of Tmei Sharetz. There was no mention of Tamei from Nevela. So Beis Shammai just assumes in the Gemara that we're making this chiluk. The heter of Tuma by Karban Pesach only applies to Tamei Maga. Therefore, when by Bechor I also have a Stam Heter for Tumah, Tamei V'Tahor Yachdav, that also, I can only prove that it applies to Tumas Maga. I have no evidence that it applies to Tumah Hayotze Migufo. That is Beis Shammai in the Gemara in Bechorus. Assuming that the Heter of Pesach V'Tumah applies to Tumah She'eno Yotze Migufo. The question is, what exactly is the response of Beis Hillel? Because Beis Hillel is going to disagree. Beis Hillel is going to say you cannot compare Karban Pesach to Bechor. The Stam Heter of Tumah by Bechor, Beis Hillel says, is across the board. Any Tameh is allowed to eat the Bechor Baal Mum. So how do they explain away the Raya from Karban Pesach? So Beis Hillel says, no, Hasam Hun Degali Rachmana Tmei Nefesh. Torah said Tmei Nefesh. Aval Hacha Tamei stomach sieve, loshna. So when the Torah says Tamei nefesh, that's more limited heter by Karban Pesach. When the Torah says Tamei stam by Bechor, that is across the board. The question, though, is how to understand to what degree is Beis Hillel disagreeing with Beis Shammai. So one possibility is that Beis Hillel fundamentally agrees to Beis Shammai. The Torah, when it allowed Tmei Nefesh, was allowing the whole category of Tmei Nefesh, meaning Tumas Maga, right? Not Tumas Yotze Migufo. But when you can't compare Tmei Stam to Tmei Nefesh. Tmei Nefesh, i.e. Tumas Maga, versus Tamei by Bechor, which is all Tmeim. Right? That's one way to read the Gemara in Bechoros, which... Truth is, makes a lot of sense, because then we're not having Beis Hillel be any more machmir than Beis Shammai. They're going to Beis Shammai's kula for Tuma She'eno Yotze Migufo. They're just saying you're being too machmir by Bechor. However, it's also possible to read Beis Hillel as completely disagreeing with Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel might say to Beis Shammai, who did the Torah allow to eat the Karban Pesach? Tmei Nefesh Bovad. Only Tmei Nefesh. There's no chilek bechlal between Tuma Yotze Migufo and not. And the more machmir we are by Karban Pesach, the more restrictive that heter is, the more ridiculous it would be to say that that is what the Torah meant when it said Stam Tameh by Bechor. Right? The more narrow Tmei Nefesh is, the more impossible it's going to be to say, oh, that super narrow heter of Tmei Nefesh, right, Bechor, is what the Torah had in mind when it said Tmei Stam. Sorry, by Karm Pesach, is what the Torah had in mind when it said Tmei Stam by Bechor. No. Two totally different dinim. Super narrow heter for Karm Pesach, Tmei Nefesh. Super broad heter for Bechor, all Sugim of Tumah. Right? Those are two different ways to read the Gemara and Bechoros. Presumably, this second way is how the Peres Mishnayos version of the Rambam read it, that there's no heter for Tumas Maga, it's Tumei Meis Bilvad. That's why how the Rambam read it in the Peres Mishnayos. My sense was that was what Rashi over there in Bechoros sounded like. I wanted to see if anybody there talked about it, but it's very hard to find Mepharshim on Bechoros. Especially because all I had at home was my Gemara Bechoros. But in the Rambam, in the Yad, right, as the Lecha Mishnah points out, that's not what the Rambam does. In the Yad, the Rambam says, no, we say that Tmei Nefesh means all forms of Tmei Mag. And then the Lecha Mishnah is very bothered, because now the Rambam, you have a schizophrenic Rambam. You have one pasuk of Tmei Nefesh, and in the context of Hakrava, the Rambam is understanding Tmei Nefesh to mean only Tmei Nefesh. And in the context of Achila, the Rambam is understanding Tmei Nefesh to be a stand-in for anybody who doesn't have Tumah Yotzei Megufo. So the Lecha Mishnah says, I don't understand. You can read the Gemara Bechoros one way, you can read the Gemara Bechoros the other way. What you can't do is read the Gemara Bechoros both ways at the same time, one in the context of Hakrava, one in the context of Achila, but that is exactly somehow what the Rambam seems to do. So Lecha Mishnah is stumped. So, how do we explain the Rambam? So the simplest way to read it is to say the Rambam happens to be, I gotta admit here, the Mekeves HaMishnah seems to have the straight read in the Rambam. It also happens to be that in the very small Kuntres HaMoedim, right, from the Briska Rav, so what the Merkabas Mishnah explains, Shtikla Arichus, the Briska Rav seems to have assumed as like a Milsa de Pshita in a little bracket of like a few lines. So we've got the Merkabas Mishnah and the Grizz on the same team, so that's wonderful. Everyone in the Space Finders is happy.
Apparently, Rav Shechter said that, the Rav said, the Rav Chaim said that that was very often the case.
Oh, great. Oh, Baruch Hashem. The there we go. In the family. Right? So the Merkabas Mishnah says, yeah, we're going to stick to this chilek between Achila and Hakrava. And let's explain. So first of all, the Merkava Mishnah says, let's give the Rambam his due. The pshat in the Mishnah is against the Peres Mishnayos, and it's like the Ad Chazaka. Mishnah only mentioned Zavin, Zavos, Nidus, and Yoldos. Now, happens to be, just FYI, if you want to read like the Peres Mishnayos, that it applies to everybody. So if you look at the Tosas Yontif there, Tosas Yontif says, I'll explain to you why the Mishnah only mentioned Zavin, Zavos, Nidus, and Yoldos. Because what the Mishnah is excited about is the Ptur. The Mishnah wants to tell you, even Tuma Yotzi Megufo is Pater if they eat it. Right? The din of the Isser Achila applies to Nevela, and the Isser Achila applies to Sheretz. But this Mishnah is not excited here to tell you about the Isser Achila. The Mishnah is excited to tell you about the Ptur Kares. And Turkaris, we want to tell you, that even applies to Tumah Hayotzei Megufo. So that's how the Tosas Yontif explains why we only have the Tumah Hayotzei Megufo mentioned in our Mishnah. So that's the alternative way to read the Mishnah. But for the Rambam, says Merkavas HaMishnah, we notice that the Pshat in the Mishnah, once again, right, this theme we've had the whole parak, where the Rambam is sticking to his guns with the Pshat in the Mishnayos, is that the Isser only applies to Tumah Hayotzei Megufo. Now he says, how are you going to explain that schizophrenic take on Tmei Nefesh? Is this only Tmei Nefesh for Akrava purposes, but it's all Tumas Maga for Achila purposes? And he says, well, it's very simple. When we need the Heter, so then it's going to apply to all Tumas Maga. Without the Heter of Tmei Nefesh, there's no way that a guy who is at your Seder Tmei Sheres, the guy who's at your Seder, Tmei Meis, he cannot eat this Karban Pesach unless there's the heter of Ish, right? Ish nidcha velo tzibur nidachin. However, mitzad b'hakrava on Yud Daled b'Nisan, does the Tmei Sheres or the Tmei Meis or the Tmei Nevela need the heter of ish ninchev lo tzibni dachin? Absolutely not. Why? Well, he says we have to, and we yishtik will have to go back. We have to go back to the sugya of shoch nevezorker and al tmei sheretz. But the Merkabas Mishnah says if mida oraisa we could be shochin zorek on tmei sheretz, it's a slam dunk. He doesn't even have to bechlal because he's going to send his karbanos. We'll do it for him. He'll go to the mikvah and he'll partake in the Karban Pesach that night. So why would we have? He's going to say it's a chumra maybe li dekula. Why would we have? Why would we expand the heter when it's not necessary? It's not necessary because on the 14th of Nisan he can just go to the mikvah and then he'll be able to partake in the Karban Pesach that night. Mashinkin at nighttime there it's going to be necessary. So there's no stira. The din is you have the heter of ish nidchev lo tzibur nidachin when it is necessary. Any tummy that need any tumas maga that needs the heter when you have rov tzibur tmein, it's going to apply. Happens to be that's only relevant to tmei meis on yadalid, but it's relevant to everybody on tesvav. Then he also suggests this could even be true if the Rambam thinks that ein shochtin v'zorkin al tmei sheretz mi de oraisa. Because he still says, look, even if mida oraisa, we can't shecht him on yadalid, still he has the avenue open to achila. He still could have people, he could still go to the mikveh now, and then he'll just have to wait for Harav Shemesh, right? Basher husham he's tamei, but since he has the avenue of going to mikveh and then having you shecht it for him, he doesn't need the heter of tuma b'tzibur. So whether we say that mida oraisa shochet mizorkin al tmei sheretz, and we could do it for the guy even while he is still tamei, even before he goes to mikvah, and we just say wait mida rabbanan, or whether we say no, mida oraisa we need to wait until he goes to the mikvah, but bengach ubengach the heter is available to him. So the din of tuma duchu yibetzibur is not going to apply. That's how the Merkavas Mishnah explains Lacha Mishnah. How is it a schizophrenic drasha? It's not. The drasha is when you need this. You have it, and it happens to be the Tmei Sheretz, the Tmei Maga, only need it during the day. They do not need it at night.
Absolutely.
What?
They need the heter at night.
They do not need the heter for the akrava. Okay, very good. Right. We saw the other main, at least when you're first when I was first going through the Rambams, the other chiluk you would want to make is say, oh, maybe there's a difference between Karban Pesach and other karbanos, that maybe for Karban Pesach we're allowing the sheretz and the nevela, but in Bias Mikdash, where other karbanos with tuma we're not. The Mikdash Shabbat makes that suggestion, but it's very problematic. I mean, it's basically impossible because the Rambam did say black and white that that the heter hakrava is only for the tmei mace, even by Karban Pesach. And he said, go look what it said in Bias Mikdash. So it seems like we cannot explain this. This discrepancy between Bias Mikdash and Karban Pesach about the Shmeretz and the Nevela by being mechalik between Karban Pesach and the Karbanos, we need to be mechalik between Achila and Akrava. Okay, so 50 minutes left. Let's talk about this din of Kol Ben Nechar Lo Yochalba, which is very interesting because in the Torah Shebichsav, this is like extremely important, and in the Torah Shebalpeh, this is like basically, we have the story in Daf Gimel Mabez. And we have this Gemara here, and that's basically it. We have very, very, very limited discussion in the Gemaras about this din, but it's super, super important for understanding the nature of the Karban Pesach. When Rosenzweig loves talking about this, and whenever he mentions it, so he says, what does Torah say? Right, Hashem says to Moshe and Aaron, Zos Chukas HaPesach, and gives the drum roll, right? What is the Chukas HaPesach? And then we're told, Kol Ben Necher Lo Yochal Bo. So he loves to say, if we had to bet, I would have thought that is the Chukas HaPesach. I would have said, Zos Chukas HaPesach, Kol Yadas Yisrael Yasu Oso. Right? That should be the Chukas HaPesach. It was like to say, why the negative campaigning? Really, the Chukas HaPesach is the Ben Nechar cannot partake? It's also a very strange din. Who is this Ben Nechar? You read it, it sounds like he's a guy. So what, a guy can't eat? Like, I know that. Then we say it's a mumer. Okay, Maishna, this some other karbanos, where there's no din that a mumer cannot eat from karbanos. So already in Torah Shebichsav, it's funny. The Mefarshim are all trying to explain, what exactly is Ben Nechar? Why does Ben Nechar sound so much like a guy? Right? So the din itself is kind of surprising, and the way it's presented in the psukim is kind of surprising. And then you look in the Minchas Chinuch, so Minchas Chinuch has like all these complaints about the view of the Rambam. There are a number of surprising things. It's this one Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Zayin. So I'll just make six notes, and then we'll wrap up. Right? And where all this is going to clearly point to is, as we've said many, many times, the centrality of the Karban Pesach as the Karban of Krisas Bris, right, and Tzibur, and Am Yisrael. So it's all coming together over here, which the Rosak likes to point out, the Sefer HaChinuch and the Sharashim. He's like, oh, it's obvious, like Misvara, we should figure this out, because it's the Karban of Amunah. So, of course, those who don't have any Amunah, the Mumarim, should not be partaking in this. So some ha'aros on the Rambam. Number one, the Rambam, even though he counts two separate lavin, one lav of kol b'necha lo yochol bo for the mumar, and another lav of tosha v'sacher lo yochol bo, which is an iser for the goy, right? Those are separate lavin. However, the Rambam combines his presentation of them in Perek Tes Halacha Zayin. He absolutely puts them together. It's basically one din, even though it's two psukim, so it's two mitzvos. Now, the Minchas Chinuch, a couple of times, keeps on going back to this. He's kind of shocked. The Rambam says, the Rambam does not say that there's an iser for the goy to eat. He does not say there's an iser for the mumer to eat. In the Koteres, he seems to say there's an iser for the mumer. But everywhere else, he says the iser is to feed. So where does that come from? Minchas Chinuch is like, he assumes it's obvious. He assumes it's obvious that the mumer would have a lav. He also assumes it's obvious that the mumer would have malchus. But he doesn't get, like, where did the Rambam get this from? And it must be, you know, somehow, he says, Eza Makar, the Rambam found that there's an iser to be machil. But there, of course, there's also an iser to be ochel. Pashas in the Rambam, though, is that that's not how he understood the psukim. And the pashas of the Rambam is, how did he know? How did he know the iser is to feed the mumer? Torah said, kol b'nechar lo yochol bo. The mumer shouldn't eat. Well, if the Rambam thought that the iser of goy is the other side of the coin of the iser mumer, and these are really two mitzvahs, really one din, then adarabah, just like it's absurd to have an iser on the goy to eat the Karban Pesach, yeshem esbeinah, one of them is not eating the Karban Pesach. The iser is for us to give him the food, right? Nobody sweats how the Rambam knew that by goy, the iser was machil. So once the iser is machil for goy, memela, the iser is going to be machil for mumar as well. Now, third thing, Minchas Chinuch is also a little surprised about this. The Rambam, who does he say is the mumar? So it's not in the Gemara. It's not so clear. The Gemara just says he's not libo l'shamayim, and the Rashi coming from the Gaon Yavamo says he's nisnachru ma'isav la'aviv shabashamayim. Now, who is that? The Rambam says it's Mishumed la'avodah zara. Now, Minchas Chinuch asks, well, what about Mumar le Shabbos b'farhesia? The Rambam thinks that Mumar le Shabbos b'farhesia is kegoy l'chol devarav. It's the last Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. So why does the Rambam only mention Mumar l'avodah zara? And he's not so sure about this. So I think the way that Rosenzweig explains this, and the Minchas Chinuch also asks, he's like, on the other side, what about other cases of Mumar l'avodah zara? So what if there's no hasra? Then he thinks that he probably would be in. He would be aser. What if it's avodah zara without a chi of misa? So then the Minchas Chinuch assumes he wouldn't be the mumer. I don't know. The Rambam said meshum el avodah zara. No evidence that Shabbos is a problem, and no real evidence of being machalik between different sugim of avodah zara. It sounds like it's all avodah zara and only avodah zara. So Rosenzweig just says that if we focus on, you know, the Karban Pesach, he loves to quote, Ad sheyishketu Elohim le'ineihem, right? But it's clear, the whole experience of Karban Pesach is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. It's the bris between the Ribbono Shalom and Bnei Yisrael. There was no Nesinas HaShabbos in Mitzrayim. The Shabbos was given at Marah and given at Har Sinai. It's Avodah Zarah, right? Avodah Zarah is the Avera, which totally is antithetical to the Karban Pesach. So even though we might say that a mumer l'chal Shabbos is kegoy l'chal devarav, the stira between the ben nechar and Karban Pesach really is rooted in avodah zara. Okay, three more points. So the two more points, because one I already mentioned. The Rambam says there are no malchus. So why on earth are no malchus? Kol b'nei chalo yochabo. Why are there no malchus? The Sefer HaChinuch says, oh, it's a lav shema maisa. Well, that's difficult. Why is it a lav shema maisa? Lo yochabo, so eating is a lav shema maisa. So the Mechas Chinuch says, no, the shita so, he says, for sure the mummer is going to get malchus, because the mummer is eating. That's the shita, so there is an Israel for the mummer. Okay, but why is it feeding? Why isn't feeding a lav shema malchus? So if you look in the Sfas Emes, in the end of Pesachim, so he has comments on Hachos Karban Pesach, so the Sfas Emes suggests that this is because feeding, right, requires two people. You have to feed, but he has to eat. So okay, now what about Tochav the Soch Piv? We could talk about that. The Menachas Chinuch already kind of addresses this, because the Menachas Chinuch points out there are a number of different cases. This is a huge machlokas, cases where you have like two people involved. So for example, the feeding ketanim is one big one. Being malbish kilayim on someone, the Rambam says you are a chayiv malchus for being malbish kilayim. There's one other example the Menachas Chinuch quotes, which I do not remember offhand. So that's one suggestion, and it can work, but it gets you into a whole mess. The Kesef Mishnah suggests that what's going on here is that this is not a lav mefurish b'kra. Torah said kol b'necha lo yochal bo, and since you know, as we said, well, wait a second, what does it mean? The guy, the mummer, or the guy can't eat. Tosh v'zarcha lo yochal. Obviously, it's not an issur for him to eat. It's an issur for us to feed him, right? We can figure out what the lav is. But since it's not mefurish b'kra, the Kesef Mishnah says that's why there's no malchus. Okay, makes a lot of sense. Happens to be that can work for the Rambam. It does not explain the shita of the Sefer HaChinuch. So even if the Kesef Mishnah is correct about the Rambam, and it's very good, very interesting shot, we still would like to explain what the Sefer HaChinuch said when he thought that it was a lav she'in b'maisa. So Rosenzweig suggests for this, that we have other examples in the Rambam where the since there's a discrepancy between the Maisa Avera and the Akiyam of the Avera, it's not called the Lav Sheshro Maisa.
Can you talk about those
samples? Absolutely. Oh. Absolutely. So the two classic examples of this. Lo Sachmod. Right? So the Rambam says Lo Sachmod is a Lav Sheshro Maisa.
Everybody goes nuts.
That's a big problem, because the Rambam also says that you do not violate lo sachmod unless you steal it. So or unless you acquire it. So how could that be?
It's
the shear in the chimud. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. That's the vark. That's the vark by lo sachmod. Awesome. So the Christians say, thou shall not covet.
Don't be jealous.
Right? Yeah. So that's wrong. That's lo sisave in Veschanan. Second part of the Dibur. Lo sasava means don't covet. That's a lav lo sachmod. It's Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Hey. Basically, you do not violate lo sachmod unless you acquire the object you coveted, right? So another Ram tells you it's lav she'in b'maisa. So how could that be true? How could it be that it's a lav she'in b'maisa, but I need to do the maisa of getting it to violate? So the answer is no. What's the etzem lav? The lav is the chimud. The shear of chimud is you coveted to the point where you acquired it. That make sense?
No.
Okay. Right. No problem. So we're good. You're good. We're done at 12:48. No problem. It's a very, very important idea. Right?
Which is that?
What? Yeah. Right. The isser of lo sachmod is do not covet.
Yeah.
But what does it mean to covet? Right? If I see a guy on the street who's driving a Porsche, you know, there was a guy, I was driving to Target yesterday, my kid's birthday present, and there was a very nice Corvette, which let me make a left turn. Very nice of him. And then he like zoomed off. I thought, that is a nice Corvette. I would love to have a Corvette like that. Right? It was awesome. That's not lo sachmod. Right? At what point do we say that you've coveted?
You want his.
You did want his.
What?
No, you wanted his.
Good. Okay. Very good. No. That's good. That's good. Right. Let's say he had the only Corvette in the world. Let's say he was the only one. I was like, I would love his Corvette. Is that lo sachmod? I don't think that's lo sachmod.
It might be bad midos, but it's not lo sa'ami.
No, what is it? Half lo sa'ami.
They're saying, might say like, that'll be
exactly
that'll
right.
Be awesome.
That is precisely
might,
what the
what do you say?
It might be chazir.
Do you speak it?
Yes. No, that's the point. Right? If I so, if I need that Corvette, so I push, I negotiate, I drive the guy nuts, I stalk his house, I shoot fireworks in the alley, like, I don't know if you heard it was happening at 2 o'clock in the morning last night, to sleep deprive him. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Right? He finally, he's like, okay, I'll give it to you. I was so desperate for the Corvette that I was able to willing to do that, that's the losach mode, which is awesome. Okay? So that is a lav she'ein bo maisa, because the problem is the coveting. The amount of coveting you need is the coveting to get it. Okay. Another example is Baal Tosif. Baal Tosif. Why is Baal Tosif? There's no malchus for Baal Tosif. So Rosenberg explains it's not because the thing you did itself is a maisa avera. By doing that, you've undermined the system of Taryag. Right. There's this difference between the technical maisa and the underlying. The lav losachmod is to covet something ad kedekach that you get it from the guy. But the quote-unquote maisa is the chimur. Okay? Same thing with Baal Tosif. Do we care about the new mitzvah you did in and of itself? No. The problem is how that undermines the integrity of Taryag. He says, maybe the same exact thing is happening over here with the Karban Pesach. Right? It's not that we care per se about the reality of the goy eating the Karban Pesach. Maybe it is the undermining of the Kedusha of Karban Pesach by bringing the Goy Kaviyachal into your Chabura, by bringing the Mummer into your Chabura. Right? It's not the Maisa HaAchala itself, it's the Pagam in the Kedusha and everything the Karban Pesach is supposed to stand for, so he wants to make that suggestion for the Sefer Achinach. Right? And there's two super quick points, so we have this done, I guarantee you, in 30 seconds. Number one, the Lashon of Benecher, right? Why so confusing? Why do we go out of our way to connect him to the guy, right? So again, it all goes back to the fact that the Karban Pesach is all about Bris and the Kares. You know, if you're out of Yadus, Kares and the Karban Pesach, and the Avodah Zarah, you know, he's a Makas Choshech Jew. It all fits together. And just finally, if you look in the Brisker Rav, he just has one small piece of Machalas Asuros, where he points out that by Orel, we have general dinim of an Isser Kodesh, right? An Orel can't eat Trumi, can't eat Kachim. An Onin can't eat Trumi, can't eat Kachim. The Griz points out there is a separate din, and Orel cannot eat Karban Pesach per se. And he quotes from our Gemara, the Gemara talks about Itzrich of Ben Nechar and Orel. And the Griz says, just like it's obvious that Ben Nechar is a special din in Karban Pesach, fasting. Ben Nechar, a mummer, can eat other kachim, right? It's a special din in Karban Pesach. So too, Arel. So the Brisker Rav is just pointing out for us, we should think of Arel, Ben Nechar, Goy, these all go together, specifically Achilas Kachim, and that gets to some of the core of the Krisis Bris that Karban Pesach is all about. 12:49, Yeshakach.